You know, forgiving people can be a hard pill to swallow sometimes. And for Carissa Gaither, she's had her share of disappointments in doing so. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Carissa says she's been able to use her past experiences to help other people. Here's an example.
There was a woman who her husband had left and had really kind of taken everything she had. He had spread lies about her to everybody, and she had been very betrayed. And I said, although I know that's an extremely difficult position to be in because I've experienced all those things, as long as you're doing what is right before Christ and truly forgiving all of those things that she was going through, then you will have a peace that is just unreal.
So just how can you know when you've truly forgiven someone? Well, Carissa says,
for me personally, I know when I have more compassion for someone than I do anger. I know that I've really forgiven them. And I had an experience one time years ago where it took me 3 years to try to forget, you know, some people that had really hurt me. So it doesn't happen overnight, even no matter how great your relationship is with Christ. And a friend of mine said, you know, oftentimes you have these experiences in your life and you work through them. And then, you know, you kind of put them in a Tupperware container, put them at the top of the closet. And then years later, the Lord goes, we're going to get this container. We're going to open it up again. And we're going to work on some of these things at a deeper level.
Even in life's disappointments, God can work in your life in some amazing ways as you keep learning to forgive. Do you want to hear more stories like this? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.